It's pretty hard not to have seen the work of photographer Annie Leibovitz. Over the past 20 years, her portraits of famous people have been showing up on the pages of Vanity Fair and Rolling Stone, and in ads for American Express and The Gap. A retrospective exhibit of Leibovitz's work is now on view at the National Portrait Gallery in Washington. Critic Maureen Corrigan saw the show and has this review.
Annie Leibovitz says that she collaborates with her subjects to create quintessential photographic portraits of them. But I wonder if any of the celebrities that Leibovitz has photographed are ever disturbed when they see the final product of this joint collaboration. It's not that her photographs are cruel or ugly, but Leibovitz has such a gift for convincing famous people to let down their guard that they often wind up mocking their own public images in her photographs. It's a kind of double exposure effect, where we see the familiar faces of the famous and at the same time see them disassembling their images. Arnold Schwarzenegger, for instance, is smoking a cigar in his portrait. He's dressed in skin-tight riding breeches and he's sitting astride a muscular horse. It's Arnold poking fun at other phallic symbols and also acknowledging his own status as a film stallion. Robert Penn-Warren posed shirtless for Leibovitz in 1980, forcing viewers to look at his old man's chest and for once not to think of him as a disembodied great writer. And Donald and Ivana Trump must have a hidden streak of self-deprecation that only Leibovitz has tapped. In 1988, she photographed them dressed in gaudy evening clothes. Almost everything here, including Ivana's hair, is tinted the color of fool's gold. Leibovitz has a touch of Diane Arbus in her, a taste for the bizarre that's evident when she photographs celebrities stuck in weird substances. Leibovitz is trying to find visual symbols to represent the strange element of fame that surrounds these people. Lauren Hutton, Sting, Roseanne Barr, and her husband Tom Arnold are smeared in mud for their official portraits. Leibovitz shot Whoopi Goldberg in a white bathtub filled with what I think is milk. Whoopi's brown legs, arms, and laughing face pop out of this primordial vanilla ooze. She's like a black and white soda from the Twilight Zone ice cream parlor. Leibovitz's most striking talent is her ability to construct a narrative in her photographs. This exhibition shows you how her stories have grown more complex. Her first professional assignment, at age 20, was a picture of John Lennon for Rolling Stone magazine. It's a simple, melancholy portrait of his face. 10 years later, on December 8, 1980, Leibovitz took the last photos ever taken of Lennon 2 hours before he was murdered. They're the famous fetal images of Lennon naked, nestled up against a fully clothed Yoko, and they speak volumes about the dynamics of their relationship. In a 1975 photo, Mick Jagger testifies to the proverbial hardships of being on the road. He stands in a hotel elevator, dressed only in a terry cloth robe with a towel wrapped around his sour face. He looks like the kind of man you don't get into elevators with. And soccer star Pelé's career is captured in a witty close-up of his feet. Their calluses and torn toenails give us a play-by-play description of every goal he's ever made. Every Leibovitz picture tells a provocative story, whether it's about the greed of the Gilded 80s or our need to turn other people into icons of our own desires.
Maureen Corrigan teaches at Georgetown University. The exhibit, Annie Leibovitz Photographs 1970 to 1990, is in Washington until August and then moves to several other American and European cities.